can I have a Captain Stardust and a wobbly wheel?
That's the sound of drinks being ordered at the Yellow Springs Brewery, just outside of Dayton, Ohio. It's a scene that's become common as microbreweries pop up across the Miami Valley. And that's the sound of money being made. It's become more common, too. Craft and microbrewing have become cottage industries in Ohio, putting $1.3 billion into the state economy last year. And Dayton is perhaps the best example of how the microbrewing movement can help small cities. In January of 2011, there were no small breweries in Dayton. Today, there are 10 operating, and 3 more slated to open this year. But why Dayton? And why now?
What it is, I think, that's special about Dayton is everyone that I'm talking to is really thinking locally and regionally about a lot of things, and beer in particular.
That's Brian Hoosh. He's part owner of the Brew News, a weekly publication dedicated to beer drinking in Dayton. In addition to the Think Local, Drink Local movement, he believes that craft beer is the next natural step for the American palate.
It's kind of following trends like what we've seen with wine or with coffee. And I think it's kind of logical that beer kind of came in that progression. We had wine and people started to develop their tastes. Coffee, people are very sophisticated. And now the craft brew thing.
I visited the Yellow Springs Brewery on a Sunday afternoon, and there was a line stretching from the bar to the door. Once inside, I spoke to Jen Erickson and Nick Budis about the brewery and why they became regulars.
I mean, the art, everything about it, the atmosphere, the location, right off the bike path, it's just really, it's a welcome addition to the neighborhood.
There's something to be said also for the fact that this is a locally made product. When you come here, not only are you having fun with a group of people that are enjoying themselves, but the idea that this is something that was made right here in Yellow Springs and Greene County, the Dayton area.
But it's not just consumers who are supporting local breweries. It's the state government, too. In 2011, Ohio microbreweries that operated tap rooms had to pay $8,000 in licensing fees, and they weren't allowed to distribute their own products. Today, the same licensing costs only $1,000, and small breweries can sell directly to bars and restaurants, effectively cutting out the middleman and maximizing profits. These incentives are important, both to small brewers and to the city. Phil Height has been working with Bonbright Beer Distributors for 7 years now, and he sees Dayton's beer boom sparking new pride in the city's neighborhoods.
For so long, things have just been leaving. It's been an exodus of jobs and companies, and everybody from, God, MCR to General Motors to Delphi and, God, everybody else. Well, now it seems, hey, these people thought enough to actually start a business here with us. And they've created a lot of good buzz because they make good beer, they run their businesses in a socially responsible way, in a locally and environmentally responsible way. It makes it real visible, and people can see it instantly, and it connects. Because how long has it been since somebody said, hey, Dayton, Ohio rocks. I want to be part of Dayton, Ohio. We want to start a business right here in Dayton for Dayton.
And that pride extends from brewery to brewery. Dayton tap rooms often stock their competitors' beer, and there's even talk of collaborative brewing. I spoke to Lisa Walters and Nate Cornett, owners of the Yellow Springs Brewery, and Walters noted that the beer community is shockingly friendly, which leads to some interesting business decisions.
I'm actually seeing a lot of bars / restaurants, they're creating these tours to take people out of their own bars and restaurants, but coming to the breweries to educate their customers. I mean, it's kind of slightly risky in a way, I guess. They're taking their customers to other places, but in turn, they are getting information and they're having a great time.
How long can the number of breweries grow exponentially before the market gets crowded and friends turn to foes? That day may be coming, but no time soon. Nate Cornett of the Yellow Springs Brewery told WYSO about how busy he's been.
We expanded. We ran out of beer after our first 6 weeks being open, so we had to expand. We doubled our capacity then, and we're about to double our capacity hopefully in the next couple weeks. So it's a hungry beast that has to be fed, and so you just keep trying to keep up with demand.
And that demand is almost unrealistically high at the moment. When Cornett says he ran out of beer, he means that literally. The brewery had to close and catch up. The Yellow Springs Brewery invited me to their first anniversary. But to my surprise, Walters noted that they haven't publicized their birthday party. They're afraid they may run out of beer. Again. If you're looking to drink beer or to open a brewery, now is the time, and Dayton may be the place. For Community Voices, this is Jason Reynolds.